According to Byron Brown, the fall camp is already paying dividends.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it. I'll tell you what, before we get started, if you're not subscribed to The Barn, I don't know what you're doing. We have dropped so much practice content, behind-the-scenes stuff, live discussions. This is a place to be for fall camp. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you're notified when we drop all our different content pieces. But this has been an absolute blast. It's been a good, good switch up. Yesterday, Byron Brown talked to the media after practice. Several things to talk about through there. Several, I think, key things behind the curtain that kind of confirm some of the things that we've already been talking about from the observations we've had from practice. But I want to start with the fall camp. That's what I've been calling it. Fall camp. The tough life over at Grand National, the Marriott. It's already paying off. And Byron Brown mentioned that. And we knew it would. We knew it was a no-brainer when we heard it. How this has not been something that's been thought of before, or at least in quite some time, is just sort of head scratching, because guys yearn for this. You don't go play football for individual statistics. You don't go play football for individual awards. Yeah, that comes as a part of it, or can come as a part of it. But you go to be part of a team, man. You go try to be part of a unit. It's like something innate in you when you play a team sport. It's like being part of, you know, something bigger than yourself. And like, what better way to shoot that into overdrive than to have a 13-day camp where everybody's together? Guys get to hang out with each other more after the practice hours. You know, instead of just coming in there, hey, we're getting our pads on, we're going out to practice, we're coming in, we're getting cleaned up, we're going to work out, and then we're out. We're on our own. Byron said, hey, it's bringing us together. We're in the hotel, we're going into each other's rooms, we're playing cards, we're hanging out, we're telling stories, building trust. That's a big thing. Did you watch a game last year where you felt like one guy trusted the guy next to him? Not that everybody was adversaries, but it just felt like it was a team full of individuals. Everybody was there for I'm there for my role. I'm not there necessarily for the guy next to me, the guy behind me, the young guy that's coming up, that's learning from me. It didn't feel that way. They're building trust, build that connection that they're trying to harp on. And he said, hey, I think this group is really special. Like, we're already sort of way ahead of the game as far as chemistry goes. You've seen some people, it's been pretty much universally applauded, universal thumbs up for the most part. There was this just crazy article on AL.com from one of the usual suspects that I guess thinks that they're going to the resort, and they're just going to lay out by the pool, and then they're going down to the spa to get massages and pedicures. And they're dipping into the sauna and the cold pools, and they're eating five-star. I guess that's what he thinks is going on. It's nothing more than a location that they're staying at night, because they're in the complex pretty much all daggum day. It's basically just a place to go tell some stories, hang out, go to sleep, wake up, get on the bus, and come back. So it just makes perfect sense when you think about the history of college football and how it evolves. Hearing it from the quarterback, to me, immediately validates everything. You needed to hear it from the quarterback. It validates why they did it. It validates the value. Boy, using two V's in one sentence is tough. Validates the value of doing it. Hearing it from Byron's really good. And it shows that the chemistry piece of it, the camaraderie piece of it that they're trying to, you know, achieve ain't just coming from the coaches. It ain't just coach speak. You hear it all the time. Oh, culture, culture, culture. And trust and all these catchphrase words. Like you hear those, you've heard those hot topic words. But it's one thing to hear it, and it's another thing to kind of see it in action. I love it. And again, hearing it from Byron's great. And I don't know. I would love to know how often this is done around the country. Close teams give you a competitive advantage. This isn't the only way to achieve that. But it's. I think it's a really, really good way to jumpstart it, kickstart it, put a little kick in the pants. Just feels, I mean, it's good to hear that. I've had some people in the comments, man, what do the players think about this? I know we love it. The coaches love it. Wouldn't be shocking to think that kids these days would hate that. But I'm telling you, man, these guys grow up playing football. They love this kind of stuff. I'm sure it's aggravating a little bit, you know, to not be able to know what your girlfriend's doing or see her or whatever, or, you know, the pet thing. I'm sure that can be stressful sometimes. Being disconnected from the outside world, it's good for them, but I can imagine that can be a little bit aggravating, but the bonds that they're creating and that whole experience, I just think is far outweighs that. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm booging. He talked about the offense. He confirmed a note. He confirmed a thought that I had. I expressed it on my live show after post-practice yesterday. I've said it a couple of times. Byron confirmed it. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout-out to the PTAC. Precision Tune Auto Care in Opelika at the corner of Veterans Parkway and Pepperell Parkway. Still, you can take advantage of that Beat the Heat special. Free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis. If just something's not going right, hey, it doesn't feel quite as cold as it did, you know, a month ago, or it's making a loud noise, let's go get it checked, or it's not coming out, you know, when I turn it up on full blast because I'm sweating like crazy. It doesn't feel like it's coming out as good as it used to, or it smells funny, or whatever. It could be anything. You don't want that AC to start acting up right now. Check them out. You also, if you drop it off between 7 a.m. and 9, you can get a $50 oil change. A lot of you guys have taken advantage of that, and I appreciate that. Keep it coming, man. Show them some love. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. And then go to buyauburn.com and do business with Auburn people. It's pretty daggum simple, man. Auburn business owners, Auburn folks, put them together. Let's match them up. If you're going to start a purchase or you need a service, start at buyauburn.com. Train yourself to say, I want to make sure that I at least try to do business with an Auburn person first, and then I'll go elsewhere if I need to. Let's help each other out. If you want a business listing is less than $1 a day, hit me up, and I'll tell you all about it. It's buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. I can't remember exactly when I first expressed this. I don't know if it's a question on Afternoon Delight or whatever, but usually in fall camp, there's a lot of experimenting. There's a lot of moving around. There's a lot of, we got to try to find the best insert, whatever, at what position. We got to find the best five receivers. We got to find the best rotation of running backs. We got to find the right combination of offensive linemen. That's what you hear at like 99% of fall camps. And I said that I think they're well beyond the experiment phase. It feels like that's already been done. They're coming out and they already know, at least from a personnel standpoint, who they are. And we are starting fall camp as if we're like, I guess, I mean, could be kind of like preparation for a game week. You got the wide receiver rotation already figured out, and it's a big change, but it's been consistent. So they've already made their mind up, it feels like. You hear Byram talk about the offense being way ahead of schedule. We came into fall camp ready to roll. First day and today was really good. Talking about day one and two. From spring practice one to fall practice one, it's a huge difference. Everyone's already seemingly on the same page. Those are all quotes from your quarterback, kind of confirming, at least from a personnel standpoint, we got a pretty good idea of who we are already. Which to me, when we go through that schedule and we start walking through that schedule and you go team by team and you start talking about, you hear people talking about how Auburn could potentially have an advantage even in year one with continuity. This is what they're talking about. This is what they're talking about. When you go into game one and there isn't a question about who we want to be, we kind of already have figured that out. We figured that out a little bit in spring. We solidified it over the summer, and then we came into practice one, and we're starting to build. We're starting to build on what we already know. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't learn, you still can't learn things on the way. It doesn't mean that you're not going to even learn things after the first game. But you're not building from the ground up day one. You're not trying to solve problems day one. You kind of already figured that piece out, and your quarterback is confirming it. Giving the offensive line a lot of praise already, that he kind of feels, you know, a connection with those guys already. Loves the way they communicate. They're coming up to him, hey, how was that rep? How was the protection there? What do we need to change? Really bragging on those guys. And I can't remember a time where, at least from an identity standpoint on offense, it feels like you kind of know what you're going to get here. They know who they are. I can't really remember a time where when's the last time you just felt like you knew Auburn's offensive identity or felt like they knew their identity? Or they were just like rolling through the season trying to figure out what they do best. That's the way it's felt like, a bunch of trial and error for several years. And at least now it feels like they have a vision that they have a vision of who they want to be, and they've already kind of figured out how they're going to get there, and they're working that process as we speak. I love it. Good to hear, again, good to hear it from your quarterback as well. There were several guys that he mentioned specifically. I know he was asked about them. And they're the stories of fall camp. And then this is hearing it from your quarterback right here. Deshaun Spencer, to me, the most important quote he said is he practices like a veteran. Practices like a vet. And you know that is of the most important value when it comes to Alex Golish. There's a viral clip going to him where he says to, I believe it was Brian Williams Jr., don't you waste one of my reps. Don't you waste one rep. And all it was, you know, after he caught a ball, you know, ran around, caught the ball, he didn't secure it properly in Golish's mind. Don't waste a single rep. Those are valuable, every single one of them. Practicing like a veteran is obviously of the highest value for Golish and your boy Deshaun Spencer. Coming from his quarterback, he practices like a vet. Comes to work every single day. Couldn't be more happy to have him. Clearly, there's a ton of value there coming from the quarterback. Omar Mabson also, he's been the story of fall camp. He's a dog. One of the first quotes, one of the first things he said, he's a dog. He's dedicated. He makes that running back room better. Could this be, you know, is the hype real? You know, coming from the quarterback, is the hype that we've said we've seen, is it real? And then there you go. You're hearing it kind of confirmed from Byram. I'm telling y'all, Omar, he's the talk of the town right now, especially if you're local. People are fired up about Omar. Don't forget about Jeremiah Cobb, though. Don't mistake Omar hype for Jeremiah Cobb being lackluster. He's not very vocal, but he still comes to work every day and works just as hard. He's just not going to be hooping and hollering and tell you about it and all that kind of stuff. Byram says he can do it all. He can do everything. He's bigger. He's stronger. Even with the hype around Omar, there's no doubt that's Jeremiah Cobb's job, and ain't nobody taking it from him. I'm curious to see how the extra bulk, if it changes anything about his game. A little bit more confident, lowering those pads. Instead of trying to go, you know, the little wiggle. If I get in a pinch, I'll just run through your face. I'm 220 pounds now. Cole Bess's importance is another thing that he mentioned. He's the same guy every single day. He gets all those guys on the same page. He's helping being a leader out a ton. And when Cole talked to the media, he almost sounds like a coach. A lot of good stuff coming from the quarterback. A lot of good stuff coming from, you know, Byram talking about the players, talking about where they are in camp right now, where they are as an offense. All good stuff. Let me know what you think. What was your favorite thing that he said? And then we got practice again on Saturday. No practice today. They're doing a walkthrough today. Full pads tomorrow. I'm curious to see what we get to see. Because I'm sure it's going to be intense. Putting on pads for the first time is always exciting. And they'll be popping, I'm sure. Guys, thank you all for listening. Great week. And we're going to keep it rolling. Make sure you like. Make sure you subscribe. And we'll talk again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening. And drive home safely.